Welcome to the News Hour. It's been a day of joy in Israel, a day of dread in Gaza, and a day of warnings in Washington. Israeli troops last night rescued two hostages from Hamas militants in Rafah in an operation that Palestinian authorities say killed more than 70. Israel is now threatening to assault Rafah, where it says Hamas leadership is hiding and which is hosting more than half of Gaza's 2.3 million residents. But President Biden today warned Israel that the displaced must be protected. Nick Schifrin has our report.
As the Israeli military lit the Rafah sky, on the ground, special forces launched a rescue mission. Israel said it raided an apartment complex and traded fire with Hamas militants before it could recover two hostages. 60-year-old Fernando Marman and 70-year-old Louis Har reunited with family members after 128 days of captivity. They're the second and third hostages to be rescued, and Israel called their release proof that the military needs to maintain pressure.
This rescue mission underscores the importance of our ground operation in Gaza.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, whose brother died freeing kidnapped Israelis 48 years ago, called the rescue historic.
I want to tell you that the release of Louis and Fernando is one of the most successful rescue operations in the history of the State of Israel.
Rescue was facilitated by dozens of airstrikes that the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry said killed dozens. Dr. Jamal Al-Hams, in blue, tried to save the wounded in the only available facility, an overwhelmed tent.
There is no bed capacity. There is no ability of that hospitals because of the shortage.
Today, in the operation's aftermath, family homes are reduced to rubble. PBS NewsHour producer Shams Odeh.
More than 10 things of houses was demolished, as you see in the pictures. Here, where the Israeli commander said that there is full of the hostages. Here from Rafah, my shop were up there. If you look around me, you see all the house had been destroyed completely. And there's a lot of people killed here in this place in Rafah.
Hamas said the Israeli operation killed at least three other hostages and wounded five more. Israel says it can't confirm that and accuses Hamas of lying about the hostages' fate. Rafah is home to 1.3 million displaced Gazans, but Netanyahu has ordered the Israeli military to develop plans to move civilians and besiege the city, where Israel says Hamas leadership is hiding. The international community is pushing back. Top European Union diplomat Josep Borrell.
Netanyahu have been asking to the evacuation of 1.7 million people without saying where these people could be evacuated.
The UN.
A potential full-fledged military incursion into Rafah, where some 1.5 million Palestinians are packed against the Egyptian border with nowhere further to flee, is terrifying.
Egypt has threatened to suspend its 45-year-old peace treaty with Israel. And a senior administration official said President Biden told Netanyahu that moving the population was a, quote, precondition of an operation, and it can't, quote, proceed without a credible plan.
Many people there have been displaced multiple times, fleeing the violence to the north, and now they're packed into Rafah, exposed and vulnerable. They need to be protected. And we've also been clear from the start. We oppose any forced displacement of Palestinians from Gaza.
Israel and the U.S. believe about 100 hostages remain alive in Gaza. More than 100 gained freedom in November thanks to a diplomatic agreement between Israel and Hamas. Progress is being made for another release. A senior administration official says the framework is, quote, pretty much now in place and the initial phase is actually finished, but significant differences remain.
The key element of the deals are on the table. There are gaps that remain, but I've encouraged Israeli leaders to keep working to achieve the deal.
Tomorrow, CIA Director Bill Burns will resume negotiations in Cairo to try and maintain diplomatic momentum before Israel follows through on its threat to invade Rafah. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Nick Schifrin.